North Sale, with our lowest prices of the season on summer updates for your home, like 20 to 50% off outdoor furniture and the Radley 5-piece sectional Shea sofa, $1,999. And get a free adjustable base or box spring with qualifying mattress purchase. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Drive-by birthday parties. Virtual weddings. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Bart and Han.
If you look at Aaron Rodgers and you look at his age, they're looking at him as a 37-year-old quarterback. Not only does he have at least five more years of dominant football, but he didn't play for 3 years. So you need to take 3 years and subtract from 37 and say, okay, Aaron Rodgers, body-wise, is 34 as far as scar tissue, as far as wear and tear, as far as injuries.
Bart and Han, weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Andrew Allegretta, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, will join us in 15 minutes. He is in the championship series tonight as they take on Mississippi State in all-SEC final in the College World Series coming up at 6 o'clock. Vandy, 48-16. The Dogs, 48-17 on the season. Jordan, we'll hear from Andrew from his side, his perspective of going to bed one night and waking up in the championship series because of COVID. NC State was asked to leave or forfeit whatever because of COVID tests. Their athletic director was just on ESPN. I'm kind of pausing because Croatia had two shots on goal. It's 3-3 right now with Spain in extra time. Overtime. Overtime, the first overtime period. And that's kind of big news. It's the round of 16. You lose, you go home.
Spain kind of put themselves in a bad predicament with scoring an own goal on themselves at the very beginning of the game.
Croatia just had two point-blank shots in the middle of the goal, and the keeper for Spain stopped it. I mean, point-blank, like from me to you, full kick, and then you stopped it. But anyway, I want to play this. So, Boo Kerrigan is the NC State athletic director. And basically, my understanding from what was reported from Kendall Rogers, who was there and was literally tweeting at 1:30, 1:45 in the morning, you had two players test positive that were unvaccinated, several other players that did test positive that were vaccinated, and then everything just went to, you know, bleep in a handbasket real quickly. So, what happened? Boo Kerrigan saying, look, the players wanted to stay and play.
We wanted to play. We wanted to be there. We fought for the opportunity to be there. I don't think it's my place, Pac, to tell people how hard we're fighting for everything, right? You just do. And you fight and you're angry and you try to figure out how do we move this forward and how do we represent this great university? How do we represent and get our players back on the field? But at the end of the day, it wasn't an option. We turned it over to the medical personnel in September that they were going to be the ones to lead us through this. The medical experts came back and said we couldn't play. And while as unfortunate as you can get and as disappointing as you can get, that's where we ended up.
So he then goes on because, again, it came out that there was 14 players. This was over the weekend. It came out. There's 14 players that chose to not be vaccinated. The AD saying that's a personal choice.
Being at a state school, it's a highly personal decision. that everyone has to make as they're going through this. And we've worked on educating. We've worked on the protocols that we have in place. If you are vaccinated, the protocols you have in place if you are not vaccinated. But at the end of the day, this is a personal decision that everyone has to make on their own. And we support their right to make that decision. But again, it does nothing that has occurred diminishes from what this team accomplished this year. You think back to going down to Louisiana Tech and winning down there in their stadium. You think about going to Arkansas and losing 21-2 and coming back and beating the SEC pitcher of the year, and then going to Omaha and beating the big the Pac-12 pitcher of the year, and beating a top five draft pick, and then coming back with 13 players and taking them to the ninth inning winning run at the plate. And I don't want that to get lost in this whole thing, is what this team accomplished in the job that our student athletes did this year to get themselves into a position where they're competing for a national championship. It's just brutal that we didn't get to finish the year.
The other thing that he added too was they couldn't delay the decision. A little more explanation.
There really isn't anything we can do at that point. We made the decision as a collective that the medical advisors were going to be the ones to drive these decisions. We asked about additional testing. We asked if there was anything else that we could do. At that point, when you're talking about a travel roster, 27 players with contact tracing, with everything else, and the numbers that we had that were positive, there were no other options for us at that point.
Hmm. Boo, obviously, your attention now turns towards September 2nd and USF and starting the football season and getting ready for that. You're going to be in a lot of conversations with other ADs and committees, with the NCAA throughout the summer, as a lot of teams and people point to this situation as a problem and something that needs to be corrected and to not have to go through again. What would your recommendations be to those people in terms of how to make the process better, to change protocols, something we need to do going in the fall so that this type of a situation doesn't happen again?
Well, Chris, the biggest thing from where I sit is the communication. And being able to communicate. It's really tough when you got a press release coming out at 2:00 in the morning and not much else on top of that. As a group, we did do a great job all year. I think before we start worrying about September 2nd, I think we need to celebrate this baseball team. And it's a shame. It's brutal. It's beyond words. That they weren't able to complete their season, right? And we're angry about that, and we're upset about that. But by the same token, it doesn't take away what they accomplished this year. There'll be plenty of time to get to September 2nd. Right now, we need to focus on our players. We need to focus on – we did get everyone home yesterday. Last evening, we had the final players come back, celebrate – what they were able to accomplish this year, make sure that we understand everything that occurred, that we're formulating. We've got a group here on campus that's looking at everything that occurred and making sure that we document everything that occurred and where there may have been missteps, and make sure that we're communicating that back with the NCAA.
How do you feel about this from this aspect of, you, as he says, turn it over to, quote unquote, the medical experts. And I say quote unquote just because, look, I mean, the thing about this is what a lot of medical experts, from Fauci to Dr. Cattingill, thought in February changed last March. From March to October, I mean, it's something that changes. It just kept evolving. And I think we have a better understanding as a populace this June as opposed to last September. Don't you, Jordan? Mm-hmm. I think we have a better understanding of how the virus works, seeing numbers that are completely different. And as a lot of people that were a little upset by this decision was you literally have a sold out ballpark with unmasked people. Yet you're telling the team that's trying to compete, if they can field a squad, why would you not let that squad compete? Finally, here's Boo Kerrigan on the timeline of the events as to how it happened and came to be.
You know, just the bizarre time frame overall, back as we're looking at the excitement of coming off of Monday and winning a big game against Vanderbilt, a 1-0 game, and going into Tuesday and Wednesday and starting to get a feel for, hey, there may be some things going on with our team and in and around the testing. And you get to Friday where you have a couple of people test positive. On Friday, the delay that goes on there to figure out how are we going to play. We come up with 13 members of the pack that go out there and compete at as high a level as you can, right? In going out there and the job that the phrase we're using is Pack 13 does on that day to compete, come back off the field, go back into testing. As a result of the positive tests, we test both vaccinated and unvaccinated players. We find out late that evening that really the goal is to test into being able to play, not to be eliminated, but being able to play. We find out that we've got additional people positive late or early Saturday morning. Was disappointed in that, you know, the timing of it. And how we ended up in, I think, about 1 o'clock in the morning. On Saturday, we find out that we're not going to be able to play as a result of 8 different positive tests. And lo and behold, the game becomes a no contest. And, you know, we fought it. We did. We were fighting all the way along the lines. You know me well enough, Mark, that this is not kind of a sit back and let it happen to us, that we were constantly pushing and constantly seeing what we could do and communicating with them. And, you know, we made the decision early on when you go back to September that the medical experts were going to be the ones that determined whether we played or not. And they determined that we were not going to be able to play. And, you know, then we turned our focus to our players and trying to get them home. Hmm.
So that's the explanation from the NC State Athletic Director. Quick break. We come back. We'll go to Omaha. Tonight, Mississippi State taking on Vanderbilt. The voice of the Commodores, Andrew Legretta, will give us their side and what it was like to be playing that game. And then literally, as you heard, you go to sleep. You're thinking you're going to play again on Saturday because they had to beat NC State twice. And you wake up and you're in the title series, which is tonight. So we'll talk a little about that. And what's the mood and feeling in Omaha about this that took place? That's up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Clay Young here with John Conroy, the founder and owner of Pest Op, your do-it-yourself pest control solution. Got a question for you, John.
Mm-hmm.
How do you control fleas?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to give you a secret.
Okay.
If I gave you something to treat the inside that killed the adults, the pre-adult stage, in 24 hours you'd think I was a hero.
That's right.
And in 5 to 7 days you'd think I was a goat.
Okay.
Because you got to retreat. People forget about the pupa stage. They are protected in that stage. They'll survive a nuclear holocaust.
Wow.
So I'm just telling you, it's going to take several treatments to get rid of them, whether you're treating inside or outside.
I have watched you educate so many people on using your product. Tell us now where we can get it.
In Metairie, we're located at 3512 Severn Avenue next to the Pepper Mill. On the North Shore, we're at 1417 North Highway 190. That's in the same shopping center as Sherwin-Williams and Villery Florist. And on the West Bank, we're on the Palco just past the Harvey Bridge.
Because at Pest Stop,
we can help you with that.
Calvin Braxton Ford is your brand new car dealer in Lockport, Louisiana. They cannot wait for you to stop in and take a look at their big town inventory and small town prices. Schedule your test drive today and let one of their trained sales staff help you every step of the way. Their skilled management team ensures that you'll have a phenomenal experience, whether it be sales, service, parts, or financing. Ford, the number one brand in America. Stop by today at Calvin Braxton Ford, 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation. Now we're making it easier than ever to put Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarna in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. Visit Southern Trailer Works in Schriever, between Home and Thibodeau, or online at southerntrailerworks.com.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
So you just heard from Boo Kerrigan, the athletic director for NC State. Omaha, Nebraska, we go. Where Mr. Andrew Allegretta, voice of the Commodores, joins us. First off, good afternoon to you, Andrew. How are you?
Well, how are you, Gus?
I'm doing pretty good. So it was interesting to hear Mr. Kerrigan. He was on, and I guess he had a presser a little bit ago, to actually hear the timeline, the decision, and all of that. So that was from that perspective. You call the game against NC State. Vandy wins. You're going to play Saturday. Kind of take us from y'all's perspective, what it was like. You know, you're in the booth. You're wrapping up. Hey, you're still alive to play another day. To that point, to finding out you're in the championship series tonight.
Yeah, so I think it starts with before the game, when there was like a 90-minute delay or whatever it ended up being. It very much had not the same severity and not the same gravity, but it definitely had a throwback vibe to March of 2020, when the college basketball tournament started falling off one by one. And nobody exactly knew what was going on, but you heard the whispers of X, Y, and Z. So there was some reminiscing to those moments leading up to the ball game. I thought we were going to play the next day. That was my anticipation. I expected NC State to be shorthanded again, because I didn't quite process how someone could be disqualified on a Friday and then qualified on a Saturday, considering what we know about everything. And then I just woke up to some text messages and a press release, and I had the day off. It was bizarre. The past 24 hours has been strange, especially sitting on the Vanderbilt side, where Vandy has become the heel and the villain for reasons that I don't fully understand. NC State has declared itself national champions for double the reasons I don't fully understand. At least UCF won all of their games in 2017 when they declared themselves national champions. And Tulane in 1998 won all of their games.
Yeah,
when
they were undefeated. Yes, right.
Yeah, exactly. NC State was coming off a loss, needing to then win three more games before they were actual national champions. So I don't quite follow all of that. But it's been strange. And from a Vandy perspective, you just turn the page and get set for tonight.
You're a villain, huh? Wow, that's... That's interesting to look at.
I don't know what it's like, guys. I don't know what it's like. It's very strange.
Look, I'll say this too, man. I'm watching that game, that performance. I know they were shorthanded here as well, but I mean, I'm doing the show obviously as it's starting, and it finally got to start, and it's what, six batters up, six strikeouts for Rocker. I mean, when those two pitchers, you know, Leiter and Rocker, are you ready for the strikeout? Do you have your thumb on the, you know, consecutive strikeouts that they've had? I mean, just the dominance that those pitchers can have at times, it's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
It's overwhelming. And I'll say this. I think Jack Leiter was more dominant against NC State in the loss than Kumar Rocker has been in his two starts so far. And Kumar has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Leiter was insane. He just left one fastball kind of like up and over the zone a little bit, and the guy hit it for a home run. That was it. You've got the tally. I mean, all I do is pay attention to, like, how many strikeouts this season, who's in first place. They keep going back and forth. You keep tabs on the names that Kumar Rocker's passing in his career. He's passing Carson Fulmer, who's one of the all-time greats at Bandy. He's in AAA right now. You're record watching constantly.
You know, you called two seasons of Braden Oldtoff here at Tulane. I'm just kind of interested in comparisons. Obviously, look, those two guys are being talked about as two top picks in the first five of the Major League Baseball draft. But there was a stretch, obviously, before COVID shut it down where Oldtoff was unhittable and sort of was ridiculous there as well. Do you see similarities? Are those pitchers just different, considering that, you know, now, what, two of the last 3 years, you've kind of called some pitchers that they're the best in the nation?
Yeah, for sure. There's similarities in the sense that when you know that they're throwing, there's an anticipation.
Gotcha.
And you're excited to watch them throw. They definitely go about it in very different fashion. Kumar is a wipeout breaking ball type of pitcher. He can run it up to 95, 96. Jack Leiter is just going to just like flame throw you to death for nine innings. It's just 95, 96, 97. And I think most of his strikeouts come out on fastballs. Whereas Braden Oldtoff is the guy that just like when he's going, he's around the zone constantly. And his mm-hmm. changeup is devastating. He gets people spinning like a top despite the fact that he's throwing, you know, 89, 90, 91. As a right-handed pitcher, that's not anything that typically grabs people's attention, but Oldtoff is just so consistently, again, when he's on, so consistently around the zone that he's so fun to watch.
Right.
Oldtoff's one thing is because his velocity isn't quite so high, he's going to get dinged up for a couple of doubles throughout the course of a ball game. Just if you miss on a fastball just enough, he's going to give up a double or two, whereas it's less likely because of the velocity of Rocker and Leiter that they're going to give up that sort of stuff. The one counter to that is with Leiter, when he's throwing so hard, it doesn't take much to send the ball out of the ballpark. Like, Oldtoff's going to get tapped up for doubles. Leiter's going to get tapped up for home runs just because he adds so much pop to other people's bat with his own velocity.
Vandy, just the third program, as I saw you tweet a little bit ago, to make the finals in four straight trips to the College World Series. That's what I think is pretty amazing. To that aspect, obviously you followed the search, and especially now in the SEC with an all SEC championship series, Jay Johnson being introduced as LSU's new head baseball coach. And it's not just getting Omaha is getting to this now series as opposed to what used to be back in the day, just a, you know, winner take all one game. But
correct.
That's kind of just as remarkable as just getting there, right? I mean, championships, what, 14 and 19 and now, but every time you get there, you're getting to the title game. I think that speaks volumes, man.
It's remarkable what Tim Corbin has done. And it's really easy to kind of just slather on the praise on Tim Corbin. But, I mean, what are you supposed to do? I mean, he's made the College World Series five times at a program that was a doormat back in the 90s. Like, they went like 20-some-odd years without making the NCAA tournament. He takes over in 2003, gets into the College World Series in 2011. And now they're a powerhouse. And it also speaks to something too, Gus, right? Like our desire so often to burn people out of town so quickly. It took Tim Corbin 8 years, to get his program from off the doormat and then to the College World Series. They gave him a leash and he did a wonderful job building that program surely and consistently. And obviously they had some great teams in like 06 and 07 with guys like David Price and Pedro Alvarez. So I'm not saying it like he was a doormat for 8 years and then all of a sudden he popped, but you know, the ability to build a program and Corbin has been certainly a master of that. And I know people shout from the rooftops that they have unlimited scholarships, which is not true. They have 11.7 scholarships and they've got some financial aid situation that helps them level the playing field. College baseball is the murkiest and strangest little major sport in college athletics these days just because of the scholarship situation. He's just been brilliant. He's been absolutely brilliant.
So you move on to the championship series in Mississippi State, man. When you look at the Bulldogs and what they've been able to do this postseason, kind of steady as they go, right? I mean, they've won some close games. They've come back in some as well. Kind of baseball team is Vandy facing to try to get a national championship here.
They feel like an it team, Gus. Like, yeah. That's what they feel like to me. It's not – you look up and down their roster, and they've got some very talented players. Like, Will Bednar might be a first-round selection this season. His availability is a gigantic question mark and a huge story because he threw on Saturday against Texas. And, you know, I'm 1,000% sure that Will Bednar throws at some point over the next day or two. It's just when and for how much. But after that, you're talking about upperclassmen that are just – they're just – it guys, Rowdy Jordan and Tanner Allen and Luke Hancock and Landon Sims coming out of the bullpen. They just have this strange it factor. Nobody is like the best at whatever they do in the SEC. They've just got this collection of guys that have this really strong confidence in them, whether that's just from their own belief, whether that's from their own experience, whether that's Chris Lemonis or Jake Gautreau, who we know in New Orleans. I don't know. They just have this really strong vibe about them right now.
Now, yesterday, man, I was reading on the Tennessee and just trying to get as much info as I can going into the series. Has he named Tim Corbin a starter yet? He said he wasn't going to today.
Yeah, so my understanding is Jack Leiter is throwing today. I think that was the expectation. I don't know that I've seen it. I think I saw Chris Budden from ESPN, the sideline reporter this week, tweet that Jack Leiter is throwing. I think that's the most official that I've seen, but I've been off Twitter for, I don't know, 30 minutes, and that's all it takes. But I would expect it's Jack Leiter, just because that's the normal full 7-day rest from Monday to Monday.
You know, I read in here that obviously, look, you want Kumar Rocker to throw again. He just threw, though. He might be available if necessary for a game 3. Patrick Riley, I guess maybe doesn't get the talk about it here as well, but the guy that could possibly start tomorrow, likely, how good is he?
You know, it's an interesting deal. They're so dominated by Rocker and Leiter that you overlook the talent that they've got in potentially the 3, 4, and 5 spot
right
in that pitching rotation. Riley's really good. He's a freshman. Christian Little, who threw, I guess it was the Stanford game to start, is really good. He was 17 years old. He's a freshman. And there's this guy by the name of Thomas Schultz that could throw as well. I don't know. The thing with Riley is he's good, but he can get hammered for a 4 or 5 or 6 run inning pretty quickly from time to time. And Mississippi State bludgeoned him with a sledgehammer in Nashville earlier this season. So, you know, I don't know if it's Riley that they go to, if they go back to Christian Little, or if they go to Schultz, or if this bullpen kind of deal. Some of it might depend on what Leiter does tonight. I mean, if Leiter goes 9, you could start whoever the heck you want and then go to, they've got 3 guys out of the bullpen that can combine to throw 3 innings apiece. So, like, who cares? It might depend on what happens with Leiter tonight.
At A. Allegretta, it's the way to follow you over on Twitter, sir. Voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, man. Looking forward to tonight's series. I mean, the games have been pretty good so far. Let's see what this best of 3 will be. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight, ESPN2 today, ESPN tomorrow, if necessary, ESPN2 for game number 3. Good luck to you, Andrew.
Thank you, Gus. We got to get these clouds to clear. We got a little bit of rain, but fingers crossed.
See that, Jordan? Well, let us know. Weather could be an issue. Weather could be an issue.
All right, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Good luck. Good there call tonight.
Who you like tonight? Who you going for? You
which game?
For? Vandy, Mississippi State.
Well, I got to go with Vandy since.
Yeah, I don't like the cowbells. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Coco's Mexican Restaurant on Highway 1 in Raceland is open and ready to please you. They have daily lunch specials Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mouth-watering Mexican food daily with delicious specialty dishes like coconut shrimp tacos, Baja fish tacos. Plus try the trio burritos or a carne asada. Coco's Mexican has happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. Delivery service from waiters also available. They're located on Highway 1 in Raceland next to the post office. Coco's.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cut Off is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
If you're a business owner who's hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. While other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. You can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/MAX. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Life hacks. What would life be without them? Like using candle wax to loosen a stuck zipper. Here's another life hack. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Citizen.
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengaff.
You want to catch that game on the College World Series? Jordan Kleber, how can we do it? Are you going to hold your phone to the TV and then put it on our radio station? Or
yeah, we could do that.
No, you can't.
If you want to.
Yeah, I guess you can. Or you could just hit the button that sends us to ESPN Network. Why?
Yeah, because we will be carrying the World Series tonight starting at 5:40 here on ESPN 100.3 FM.
That's right. So games 1, 2, and 3,
yes,
if necessary, they're all at 6 o'clock. So 20-minute pregame show is basically what it will be. And we will have it right here. So if you want to, you know, driving around, you're...
Tune in.
Whatever. And don't forget, you can always use the TuneIn radio app to listen to ESPN New Orleans. It's not that difficult. You just click on it. At first, he'll tell you the premium. You don't have to hit the little X.
They try to hide that really well.
They do. That X kind of blends in. Just tap it, upper right-hand corner, and then just type in ESPN New Orleans.
To like,
you'll see the logo.
It's only 20 seconds of free ads at the very beginning.
There it is.
That's it. You don't have any more
ads. Once you do it once and you open up that app, it'll always open up with that station either on its homepage or it'll take you right to it. So, and it's a great way if you're driving in and out, or if you want to be the Graf who's, you know, out in sunny Florida vacationing and you, for some reason, want to break up the sound of the waves crashing along the shore with my voice.
More power to you.
You can listen to the Sports Hangover anywhere, anywhere. You don't have to be within the tower's range because it's crystal clear. It comes basically from, you know, the board. So it's like you're sitting in the studio with Buddy. It's a good thing, right? Hanging out with Buddy in the studio. Except you don't have to be there. It can be at the beach. It can be in your car. It can be anywhere. 800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation. You can also tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA, where we do have a couple of questions of the day, Jordan, which are...
Yeah, so it has to deal with the New Orleans Pelicans. Damian Lillard is on the table.
Did he announce he won it?
No,
oh,
if.
It hasn't happened yet. Okay.
Is on the table. Who/what would you trade for him?
Mm-hmm.
Comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call
800-998-1003.
Yes, we do.
We have scrolls and scrolls of suggestions, don't we?
Rue. Everything on the table but Zion, Paul, sign and trade Zoe, Naw, and any first until Dame contract expires. If not, Zoe, Bledsoe, Adams, Kyra, boatload of firsts.
Everybody, huh?
May have metric. Anything not nailed down or named Zion. Jay Patrick.
not nailed down, so maybe anything. Like we're sending gear, we're just,
like Jay Patrick says, everything.
All right. So whatever. All right, next.
Florida Lee emoji over on Twitter. Everything. And then it's a picture of Damian Lillard Photoshop.
Oh, there it is.
And the New Orleans Pelicans jersey.
He looks clean in that white jersey. I'm not going to lie to you. It does look clean.
I might want to change to zero because I just get bad vibes.
Why would you get bad vibes?
Didn't Boogie wear zero?
What is wrong with you? That's what he wears. What all of a sudden, just because he's wearing it. Have you ever thought that that's the same number that Boogie Cousins wears ever when you look at Damian Lillard play?
No.
Exactly. So why would
but
you
it's just,
think?
It's just now that it's in the Pelicans.
What?
Because it looks different.
Boogie's stay here was very brief. He was here long enough to be lit on top of a float with Anthony Davis and then blow his Achilles.
By the way, Boogie, did anyone tell you or teach you that you had to hit the rim before anyone could touch the ball?
Wow.
I'm glad that he made the mistake because
where did that come from? Why are we taking Boogie to task here? What did Boogie ever do to you?
I'm just saying.
Huh? Let me tell you something. You should never be upset at Boogie.
I thank Boogie because afterwards.
That's right. Thank you, Boogie, for
the price
out
is
your
wrong.
Yes.
You did not choose correctly.
Yes.
You were wrong. Idiotic. Goodbye.
Well, not just that. If my man doesn't get injured, Dell Demps is giving him the max extension. And then who knows what you would have gotten?
Thank God.
Who knows? You think AD's still here?
No.
I think he's going regardless. And then you would have been stuck with the albatross of a Boogie Cousins max contract.
How many teams has he been on?
Warriors,
Rockets.
Things happen now. Sometimes where, you know, you say, well, you know what? It all worked out, I guess, to an extent. It stinks, though, when you look at it, right? Beating Portland with Damian Lillard.
Sweeping them.
Yeah. Mind you, even after that, in the years subsequent after that, he never did demand something, right? But after 90 days. You know what? I'm not going there. I'm just saying, 90 days apparently is enough to claim your unhappiness.
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
All right, Kleber, give me something.
Let's stick to the hardwood. What do you got? In last night's game, I don't know if you were listening or you had your TV on mute, but every time Giannis Antetokounmpo was at the free throw line, the crowd started chanting,
"Dude,
this
is a requirement versus Milwaukee." Collins committing his second foul. It's a potential 3-point play.
That was not my son watching PBS.
No.
Right? Or, you know, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse trying to learn his numbers and count.
It was not.
That was the arena in Atlanta trying, I guess, get in Giannis Antetokounmpo's head. Because apparently he's Sergio Garcia taking the putt here. Takes a little long for the free throw. Got to visualize it. Got to look at it.
He still dropped 33 points, but I will say at the line, they did get in his head.
You think so?
He shot 13 free throws, and of those 13, he only made 6.
Ooh.
And he even airballed one of them.
He did airball a free throw.
So to say that it didn't get in, I mean, you'd be lying to yourself. It definitely got into his
head. I agree. Maybe they need to come up with something with Chris Middleton, though, who dropped 38 and basically took over the game. Like, he beat the Atlanta Hawks with 5 minutes to play. Am I lying?
Well, no, like a lot of people are saying right now, I mean, if Chris Middleton is going off and he's your number one guy, then there's no beating the Bucks because if Giannis is your number two guy putting up those kind of numbers and Chris Middleton is still putting up 38 points a night, 30-plus points a night, then there's no stopping the Milwaukee Bucks.
I see this all the time, the whole Batman-Robin argument. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Here's Mike Greenberg.
When Chris Middleton is Batman, the Bucks are the best team. And when he's not... And when Giannis has to be their Batman, they don't have a Robin. And that's why they are beatable. But if Trae Young is not Trae Young, then I don't think it's going to make a whole lot of difference in this series.
The reason Greenberg's saying, if he's not, I mean, if you didn't see it, Trae Young shoots a three, steps back to start the run. Oh! Lands on a foot or steps on the foot of an official who was out of bounds. He was not on inbounds. I saw a lot of people tweeting that official was too close to the court. Where you want him to go? All he has is the black striped Panther.
Talk about too close to the playing field.
Yeah.
Did you, I forgot, what is it? Was it the Tour de France or was it some cycling?
We're talking about a member of your family there, huh?
No.
That was the Kleber moment.
Did you see she the had lady a, had a yes, sign?
Looking at the TV cameras, all smiles and, oh!
Oh! Crashes about 100 plus
it's not
cyclists.
Funny. It's not funny. I mean, bodies are strung on everywhere. Cycle parts are everywhere. And all because she wanted to get on television.
Come on, you can't go through a cardboard sign. Get in the weight room.
Bruh, do you realize
how fast
they're going?
Bulk up.
And how, like, they're
taken out by a cardboard sign.
Oh, my God.
Bulk up.
How about this?
How about, I took that personal.
How about you don't get on the road? How about that?
Get out that lady's way.
How about you just like every other attention hound and just turn the phone towards you and press the little white circle on your screen to take a selfie photo? Do you have to do it on the road when, I don't know, a pack of cyclists are hurtling down the mountain?
Bulldoze your way through the cardboard sign.
The way that is spectated kind of reminds me of when you see, like, these off-road rallies where these cars, like your Subarus and mm-hmm. stuff, I mean, there's mud flying everywhere, and there's no barrier or fencing. And Carver's 4-year-olds.
Take this cup of water.
Yeah, they're like right there, and you're hoping that here comes Kleber hurling at 75, 80 miles an hour, turns the car and drifts just right to where he doesn't go right into you and spins out of the way. I mean, what? No. I'm completely fine with watching like a race in the stands with the track below, or there's like
but
a
you don't
concrete
get the
barrier
sweat on you.
Yeah,
you don't get
dude,
that experience.
Let me tell you something.
I saw this on Twitter. I saw someone pose the question, like, what does that lady even say? After, like, you know how it's like you accidentally
well,
messed
police
up.
Police are looking for her, but what do you charge
she
her
ran?
For? Yeah, she ran.
They didn't find her?
She just caused a massive accident. They're looking for her. That is the very latest. They can't. They're using television replays to try to find her.
How did she piece out so quickly?
Wouldn't you? Well, because all eyes were on the hundreds of bodies.
That is true. I think they had to go to a third replay.
I shouldn't be laughing.
No, it was hilarious.
No.
I don't think anyone was injured.
Dude, that couldn't have felt good. I mean, it came to a stop. There's just parts everywhere. And you know those bikes aren't cheap, right? You know that?
Oh, no, I know they're not cheap.
Those bikes are not cheap.
Thousands of them.
But
a couple thousand.
They're looking for her. Jordan, if you were the cardboard carrying woman and you caused...
I'd say I'd like to have my interview and then I'll turn myself
oh,
in.
You are? Really? So you're gonna go full 15 minutes here, huh? You'll
give
find
me
it.
My interview and I'll yeah. turn myself in.
Wow. You're going to be tearful? You're going to apologize?
I will.
You're going to wish that you didn't do it?
I'd have that dark mass screen. So
see,
no one
I would
kind of
think
face.
You should just go full villain at that point. Just say, you know what? Go around me. You ran right in.
What ran right into? It's just a piece of cardboard.
Dude. Anyway, what else we got?
So over the week, you know, last week how it was the start of what? Wasn't last week? I can't remember the days anymore. Wasn't it the start? The MLB started cracking down on players
yes,
using
last Monday.
Foreign
we're,
substances.
We're a week in, yes. Yeah, so
one
week in.
Mm-hmm. We can't even make it a week without a player being caught by the umpires.
Really?
Seattle Mariners pitcher mm-hmm. Hector Santiago is the first player to be ejected amid the MLB's foreign substance crackdown.
Yep. Did he get caught with like an entire
well,
like,
apparently you said it was like what rosin
spider attack? Well, let's hear what he had to say for himself.
Third inning coming out of the game, I'm expecting him obviously to check me every inning. I kind of joked around with him moving like if I was going to run away because I know I wasn't using anything besides rosin. You know what's given to us because going into this once it came up, I was just like I'm going to use rosin. That's what we got. I don't want this to be a big thing. I don't want this to happen to me.
Why would you use anything if
because
you know
rosin's
that
legal?
Well, you know,
have you ever seen the bag on the mound?
What
it's called rosin.
I wouldn't even touch anything if I knew
it's a rosin
it was.
Did you know that?
I didn't know it was that. I thought it was just like a powdery, you know,
it's baby powder, huh?
It's baby powder.
A little powder on you.
and then they put it into a plastic bag like it was some crime evidence, like it murdered somebody.
Well, it wasn't even like a Ziploc. It was just like a garbage
bag. Garbage bag. Like, what are you guys doing? It's a glove.
It's evidence.
What are you doing?
It's evidence,
it's
Jordan.
It's a glove.
No, it's
this
evidence.
This isn't a crime scene.
Well, it is.
He didn't do anything illegal.
Cheater.
He didn't harm anybody. He didn't kill anybody.
Well, that sticky substance, man. You never know. It starts there, Jordan. It's a downward spiral into life of crime.
Then you start using heroin, apparently.
Yes. That's a bit of a leap, but apparently
exactly,
it is.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Trae Young, the ankle, and the referee. What would you do if that was you? My goodness. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
It's Mike to tell you for Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, La Rose, and Thibodeau.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
You know what? I joke about it all the time, but I'm almost to the point now if I don't hear it.
What?
Within the first, 5 minutes that I turn it on every morning.
Oh.
Get up. Yeah. If I don't hear it, Aaron Rodgers update, I wonder if he's okay.
Sorry, NFL. Get up.
Yeah, that's right. NFL. Get up.
Feels like we're sort of in this like standoff where just no one's really having conversations and it gets real when training camp starts and it's a $50,000 a day fine that is unforgivable. You know, it used to be with the CBA, a guy would hold out and then at the end of the holdout, the team would be like, hey, by the way, we'll get rid of those fines for you. No problem. You just come on back and let's all smile and sing Kumbaya. Can't do that now. So once training camp starts, if he misses 10 days of training camp, that's $500,000. So, look, I understand he's a franchise quarterback. He makes bank, but we're talking about real money when it comes to these fines. So, to me, like, we can have no conversations for now, but 10 days away from camp or so, they better be talking. Otherwise, this thing's headed in a really ugly direction.
I mean, this is every morning, by the way.
Every morning.
Every single morning.
What can you buy with $500,000?
I mean, a lot. But I'm just saying,
you could buy a private island.
For 500 grand?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Six incredible private islands that cost $500,000 or less.
Oh, okay.
Posted in 2016, of course. So that
anyway, it's just remarkable to me. I mean, they opened up literally like the show, Last night, the Atlanta Hawks go down 2-1 as Chris Middleton, they do that. Show like two buckets. And they'll show, tonight the College World Series. And then a 7-minute segment on Aaron Rodgers.
Seven? That's being generous. Probably like 15 to 20.
I get it's a story, but there's literally, like Jeff Darlington even says it there. You know, I feel like we're just in a standoff for 5 minutes. No one's talking because there's nothing to talk about.
So why are we talking about it?
I don't know. Why do they keep bringing it up?
Because it's Aaron Rodgers.
Does it matter?
Your MVP.
Do you think he's not going to be the quarterback when the Saints take on the Packers to open up the season?
I said it. Saints win. I have it on here. Saints win the first 5 games of the season.
I'm sorry. At this point, you can't stand me. You can't stand me. Then let's call your bluff. That's what I would be if I'm that GM. Because as many people have brought, what are you waiting? You've been to two NFC championship games. They actually drafted pretty well. They did some moves here in the offseason. You don't want to play, that's fine.
I forgot how this even all started. What, like,
well, this is something called, you know, moving up, trading for Jordan Love, moving up the draft. Yeah.
I mean, but still, even that?
Okay, we're already talking way too much about this. Can we talk about
exactly.
the ankle?
Let's we're talk talking about the ankle. It way too much. It's not a big deal.
Was the official in last night's game 3 of the Bucks-Hawks game out of positioning? Yes, we are looking at the official's feet. What? This is important. Did the official cause injury to Trae Young? By the way, it's a big deal. Hawks didn't look the same after that. They
Let's just get
most
robots
of
at this point. Come on, guys.
What? You want robots instead
Let's just
of officials?
Get robots. So it's easier.
So you think it was the official's fault? Is that what you're doing?
I mean, they really? Can't get the right call. It takes 33 minutes for 90 seconds of play.
Yeah, well.
Because we have to wait a second, guys. We got to go back to the replay because we're not sure of ourselves.
I do find that
job.
The Eastern Conference tends to review a lot more than the Western Conference.
It's like, let's get to the game. Come
Trae
on.
Young after the game.
It's sore right now. It's hurting. It's frustrating. Yeah, I mean, it's hurting a little bit and it's sore. I got some treatment on. I'm going to go get some more in the morning. Yeah, I mean, that's all I can do right now is to get treatment. And then, yeah, when I came back in, it was just kind of sore and I made me mad. I couldn't really go as fast as I wanted to. And then when I did, it hurt. So just got to get treatment and hopefully it feels better for next game.
By the way, Jay Williams this morning on the morning show was the ref at fault.
Who would have thought the ref decided the game? And typically when you hear that, you think they made bad calls. But his positioning on the floor wasn't wrong, but damn, like, this is how the series is going to be defined. I mean, Trae had 32 points when this happened. He finished the game with 35, so he made 1-3. He had great bursts north to south. But, like, this is what it comes down to. Like, we've had a playoffs where I just want people healthy. That's all I want this playoffs. Like, we've had it. Jamal Murray didn't play. Anthony Davis had issues. Joel Embiid had some issues. I mean, Dante Vincenzo's out. We've had so many players out. All I want to do is have one healthy playoff series where the teams just both stay complete. And what do we get? Going to the fourth quarter where Trae Young has been cooking most of the game with 32 points. He rolls his ankle on the ref who's standing out of bounds. And then their offense just sputters out. And Chris Middleton, whenever he's on the floor, they attacked Trae Young as the matchup. They involved him in ball screens. They got them to switch. And that's when Chris Middleton went to work.
Mm-hmm. I feel your pain, Trae Young. I've twisted my ankle many times.
Are you really comparing your ankle injury to Trae Young's?
I mean, feel free to text me, Trey. Might have some advice on how to heal.
PJ Colissimo with the obvious analysis.
Analysis?
Yes, analysis. Young's injury may affect the series.
I think it changes it enormously unless he gets a lot better in 48 hours, and that's the negative to the conference finals. I mean, it's great you get to the conference finals, but all of a sudden it's every other day. So he's got less than 48 hours, and he can't be 75%, you know, and come in and make some shots or something. He's got the ball in his hand. He creates for his teammates, and Bogey right now, Bogey's not in good shape. He looks like he can't play. He's out on the floor. He can't score for him. So I think it's really tough, but it's this game. You know, as you know, Jay Will, if they find a way to get this game, they're very much back in this series. If they don't, no, with what's left in Milwaukee, but with the home court back and doubly back if they get game 4. I think they need a healthy or 90% Trae. He's got to play. He was so efficient last night. I thought it was one of his best games. He needs Lou Williams to come alive. When him and Gallinari have been good off the bench, they've been really tough. I love what John Collins is doing, but Bogey's not able to make shots right now, so he's going to need a lot of help.
I'll say this. One of the things, Jordan, that I was thinking too, when you look at it, look, I mean, Atlanta just kind of is like in baseball. You would see a team that is just winning and has things going the right way. Milwaukee has the better team, don't you think? talent-wise?
Yes.
I mean, they do. I almost feel like Milwaukee has to battle their own heads in a lot of different areas, right? Don't you think, from that standpoint on it?
Talking about this subject, SportsCenter just released 15 seconds ago. Okay. Trae Young has a bone bruise in his right foot, an MRI revealed. He will be listed as questionable for tomorrow's Eastern Conference Finals Game 4 versus
Bucks in 5.
The Bucks. Look, this is what you do, Trae. You just take a few painkillers.
Wow.
You wrap it up real tight.
Really? Just...
And you go out and ball. Because once you get the blood flowing, you barely feel it. It's a bone bruise. Come on.
That's it, huh?
My ankle still hurts me from a few months ago.
That's what I was going to say.
But he's an athlete. Yeah. And he has all the resources.
For being Dr. James Andrews part two over here.
Just pop a couple Advil.
Yeah, that's it. Just pop some pills.
Just pop 5 of them.
Nothing wrong can happen with that, huh? Just pop
5 Advil.
Yeah, 5.
5.
Really?
He's looked that up. He's that important.
Like, will he know where he's at with 5?
Oh, I think he will.
Okay.
His body will probably feel great.
Oh, really? Won't feel it at all, huh? What bone bruise?
Tighten up that ankle. Wrap it real nice.
Lace them up, huh?
Put a little bit of Icy Hot on it.
Oh, my.
Go out there and ball.
Look, I talked to you about this during the break. The series changed with Milwaukee and Brooklyn, right? When Kyrie got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kevin Durant had two incredible games. One, almost won the other and all that, right? But not having a healthy Kyrie Irving, just... I mean, it changed. And if Trae Young can't... Part of what makes Trae Young, because of his size, too, is his quickness, being able to blow by people. I mean, game one, poor Jrue Holiday has trouble, right? Guarding him.
I mean, Trae Young is
just... If that lateral movement, that stop and go, that acceleration is gone, I have a hard time...
I mean, he's single-handedly keeping the Hawks in games.
And Jordan, it goes back to what I was saying, though, when we were talking about the Pelicans all of last week, and even the week before that. This isn't, can I beat you one game? You have to beat teams 4 times. 4 times. You know, you're going to have a game or two where somebody gets hot. You're going to have a game or two where, you know what, my guy was just off. They'll bounce back. I mean, what's incredible is I got sound that we yet to get to. We can start next hour. Well, now we're trying to dive into the mind of Giannis. Just how good is he? This guy's a 2-time MVP. Like, we are at the point, aren't we, unfortunately, in the sports coverage world, that once you're deemed great or good, you have one bad game. Now we wonder just how good you really are.
Yeah, now people.
I mean, we've moved an NBA MVP 2-time back to back. We're calling him Robin.
Kendrick Perkins said a few minutes ago that he would start a franchise around Trae Young over Luka Doncic.
That's ridiculous.
A month ago, that take would have been absolute insanity.
Yeah, no, I get what Trae Young is doing. I do. He's gotten hot, but at the end of the day, that miraculousness and all that he's still 5. I just think size does matter in that game. And here's the one thing I did send you this as we wrap up hour number 2, okay? We did see something over the weekend where I think it was ESPN, actually. I think it was Friday that posted, get up, of the 4 players, I think it was Luka,